Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live out here from Ashburn at Commanders Park. As the Commanders get ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens this weekend, they will be starting practice at 1:05 today. This is probably the longest day of the week that they will go out there and practice. And
yeah, they're going to go late.
A very big topic this week. The ticket price. And I know we talked to Quad Kadri earlier, and he said, oh, no, you know, listen, bro, the ticket prices don't go like they are if people don't think it's a big game.
Well, and it can be a big game without a rivalry. You
yeah,
know what
but,
I mean?
But I'm just saying, well, you know, this team is playing very well, and Baltimore came off an impressive victory. So you're going to see people want to be a part of it. There are tickets now in the 500 level that start at $392. I looked at some tickets at the 141 level, maybe earlier this week, last week, and they were $300 a piece.
I'm pulling up
right now.
Right now.
Right now, they are way higher than that.
Dude, they're higher than they were yesterday.
No, Jay. We were talking about parking passes. So I pulled up parking passes yesterday.
Yeah, what's your deal for parking?
I got a parking pass.
Okay.
But
I'm working.
The
I'm
one
working
I saw is. Yesterday, there was the cheapest one I saw was $175 for general parking. And then as you get closer to the stadium, I saw parking passes for $750 to $800.
Bro, I saw that too.
Guess what? I'm just going to be walking down the street.
So
to hell with that.
I am hopeful to be parking in that casino lot, and I am very happy it's not a primetime game because I've had to walk to that casino lot after a night game. Dog, that's a walk. That's a walk at 2 in the morning when we get out of the stadium.
It's not going to be that late.
Well, right, 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
It's still daylight, hopefully, by the time I'm getting out of there. Baltimore's an interesting city.
Well, just Uber to the parking lot.
From the casino. We're going to go. We have JLC joining us at 1 o'clock. The ticket prices for, now I'm looking at a pair. Section 527, row 28. Now, granted, you're at about the 45-yard line,
mm-hmm.
but that is damn near the absolute top of the stadium, B.
Yeah.
Tickets are, for a pair of tickets, it's $350.
For a pair?
For
are they $350 a piece?
No, for a pair. But Brian, this
man,
is the
I haven't
top.
Seen those, Jay.
But look, I'm on SeatGeek right
on SeatGeek?
Now. Look, 356 up at the top.
That's 356 each, dude.
No, it's total. Because I'm searching for two tickets. Look, two tickets, 356.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. Hit like you're gonna go to the Woods Carver and see what the price come up to be.
Damn, that's one?
Yeah, fool. It said 356 each. Each is not two. Each is one.
That's $711 for the top of the stadium?
Landfill, I should have known when he was trying to do math that he was wrong, right?
I said two tickets. It says show with
you
fees.
You say for two tickets. And it tells you right here.
I think that's their fault, not my fault.
No, each.
It says each.
What the hell are you talking about?
Damn. Bro, that's $700 to sit at the top of the stadium?
Yes. So I'm not doing that.
No. Yo.
And listen, I'm not going to lie. I was trying to get tickets. Like, I know this young man, and he's a big Ravens fan. Young dude. He's doing well in school and stuff. So I was going to try to hook him up. Bro, I'm going to have to give you another game.
Yeah, you're not dropping a
G. I'm going to try to find another game. You know what? Because, hey.
Here's the question. If you were a Ravens season ticket holder and you could sell your uppers for $700, you doing it?
Yeah.
Landfill?
Let me tell you one thing, dog. The best thing in the world is having my bottle right next to me watching the game.
Yeah, for sure. The seats in the on the lower level are going for $1,000.
Damn, dude. I know some people with Ravens tickets. Sell them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Buy low, sell high. Jeff, would you sell?
Hey, dude.
Hell yes.
Yes. I mean, I would love to see Jaden versus Jeff Lamar. But
Jeff, your ticket would have already been sold, dog. We'd have been using some money last night, right?
Yeah, where were you guys last night? If you want to shout them
we
out.
We went to
cool
the
event, right?
The Formula One arcade right there down there. You say Union Market, Jeff, or District Market?
Yeah, that's Union Market.
Because I saw District Market on some other street, but on some building. But, yeah, it was down by Union Market. It's a nice concept. The food was outstanding. They have it's like a bar area. They're playing a lot of good music. And if you want to think you are, well, what's my man name, Lewis Hamilton, you sit down in these seats, and when you hit the accelerator, don't it feel like you're in the car, Jeff?
Yeah. When you hit the turn, when people crash, this one guy
when
crashed
crash,
into
you feel
me.
Everything, dude.
I literally it's flew fun. Over. And huh? I found a new appreciation for smoked drinks, too. They had a drink called the Smoking Lap last night. And, dude, I had like four
a
of them.
Smoky old fashioned.
Yeah.
Smoked old fashioned.
Shocker. Jeff likes something involving smoke. who's left on the line, Jeff? Is Jay still there? Because I said I'd take them all, and I'll take whoever's there.
Everybody who is on the sheet is on the line.
Well, Jupe and Los and Commander already went, so just Jay, right? If Jay is online too, let him get a bleep you off his chest.
What up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks
what's
for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, man, I had two, but I just added a third one, man. But my first bleep you goes to Kazi Ismail. You little mighty mite little joker, you're not going to tell us our game is meh. You better put some respect on our name, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, Kadri, this is him saying that, not me and B. We love you.
You know what I'm saying? You little half-point little missile rocket. But listen, my second bleep you goes to JP and Finley's, you know what I mean, your show, man. Y'all done had the phone shut down for 2-3 days, man. We your fans, man. I had something to say. So this ain't a rivalry game. But I got family. I'm from D.C., born and raised. I got family that lives in West Baltimore. All we do is talk trash during football season. So it ain't a rivalry game, but it is a bragging rights game. There's a
there
difference. It ain't a rivalry because we don't play them enough, but it's bragging rights. Now, my third bleep you specifically goes to you, JP. How the hell you ain't know that meant $300-something per ticket? Welcome to the regular world, man. This is my life. You don't have to buy your tickets because you get flown out. You don't have to pick tickets. But I do, so I know that meant $700 a piece. Don't try to blame it on the company. It's you.
Bro, I said show tickets with fees, and that was the total. So I
it
thought
told
that was
you
the total.
Each. 356 each.
And, Jay, I will have you know I had to buy 8 tickets to the Washington
Somebody
Spirit this summer.
Bleep that new math.
Yeah, man, it's the math teacher's fault. We got to go. Jason Lockefora joins us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.